You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Friday, September 25th, 2015, week 123 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Netflix recommendations. First and foremost, my recommendation is Keith Richards' Under the Influence. I saw it, I viewed it, and I reviewed it. Watch Keith Richards drink a bunch of alcohol, smoke a bunch of drugs, and cuss out Chuck Berry. And then also talk about, it was interesting because they talked about the civil rights movement, because I guess they came to America during the civil rights movement. And like, I guess the Rolling Stones joked on Keith Richards for going into a coloreds only bathroom because like they didn't know. I was actually interested in looking that up. Like when the civil rights movement was happening here, do you think black people were more free in England?
I don't know how it was in England at all.
Because I think it must
I know they were, they didn't have slaves for a way longer time.
I think
but I don't know if they were treated terribly also.
I think it must have been better in England. Because look at how black people are treated in England now. I think they're treated much better than black people are still treated here. But they don't have like black people in government or anything there.
I guess this is where you are, too. Because if you're talking about civil rights movements and then in California, way different.
Because I guess since they idolized like a lot of that blues and jazz musicians, like they went to the South and like it was super segregated.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they got along well with the black people, and they got along well with the white people, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Interesting. Very interesting stuff. So, go watch this movie. Netflix original.
All right. My recommendation is Gotham Season 1. Season 2 is coming back.
I think it'll be back by the time...
Yeah, it'll be back by the time this one's out. But it's got some good things about it. It's not the greatest show. But
I think the third episode is where it peaked with the balloon man.
Such a great episode. They need to do more like that, where they do... Like, I like the ones where they had, like, a certain villain, and then they solve it. But sometimes they, like, drag it out, and sometimes it's just, like, random.
Yeah, like, the ogre. I felt like that was a little dry.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, I get it. It was kind of important to this next season, what he did, but it was a little much.
Yeah.
But, we get, the Riddler's in it. We think the Joker. We assume that kid's the Joker.
Fish Mooney's
in it. Penguin. He's really the show. He's pretty good at being the Penguin.
Harvey Bullock.
I like Harvey Bullock a lot, too. Cool. I like the kid that plays Bruce Wayne. I mean, I like the acting. It's just they need to write the show. Yeah, the story and the writing, they need to
do a little better.
Figure that out. I mean, I still don't like Jim Gordon.
I liked the Arkham. After that, when like that new doctor was introduced, I liked all that.
The doll maker and stuff. Who else is in the show? Poison Ivy's like in the show for some reason at some points. Catwoman.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't seen any of the trailers for the second season, but.
I saw one. There was like a lot of shooting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a different kind of, it's not really a superhero show.
No.
It's kind of just like. Its own thing, but I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. There's some other shows, so it's doing something different, I guess. But I think it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
So check it out.
And on Netflix today, Blue Blood Season 5, Hawaii 5-0 Season 5, Parenthood Season 6, and Veggie Tales in the House Season 1.
Veggie Tales in the House Season 1.
I don't
know what that is, but okay.
I think it's about the Bible.
Well, I know what VeggieTales is. I just don't know what VeggieTales in the House is.
I think it's the hip-hop version of VeggieTales.
It's like they get black vegetables.
Yeah, they're all rotten and
stuff.
Cussing. So what'd you do this week?
Let's see. Just a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of working. Nothing too exciting that I can think of. I went to recycle bottles yesterday, and it just took forever.
How much you make?
It's like $16 or something.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, the guy didn't get back. Like, his lunch supposed to be like 1 to 2 or something, but I got there like 2:45, and then his sign said back at 3, and there were a ton of people in front of me, and I was in the middle, I was like debating to leave, but it's like, I've been waiting so long already. Yeah. I don't know if I should leave.
How long did he end up waiting?
Oh, man. Well, he got back at like 3:05, but I was already there like 20 minutes. So I'm like, okay, I'll stay. But then there were like three people with a ton of bottles in front of me. So it took me like over an hour to like do it.
Waited over an hour for like
$16. It wasn't worth it. I kept bidding.
And you spent also, because like you spend that, you put that money in when you buy the bottles.
Yeah, but I just like spent too much time. Like
yeah, you're like
I should have left once I realized how many people were in front of me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, once I was waiting that long, I'm like, I've been waiting this long.
That's a lot of bottles though.
$16
is like, oh.
Yeah, but there people have way more bottles than me in front of me. They're bringing a lot, but it's just like I shouldn't just left, because sometimes it's quick. Mm-hmm. Like I've done it before where it's quick.
Do they just like weigh it, or do they put it in like a machine or something?
Yeah, they just weigh it to get your money, but they're crushing it in a machine, but they just weigh it, and then whatever the weight is, like if it's cans or bottles, they give you money based on that somehow. I don't know how it works exactly, but yeah, just took forever, so that was annoying.
Yeah,
I remember there's this crazy, like, I don't know who she was. She was like a homeless prisoner, so it would have scared you.
Okay.
It was like, but that never happened before. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is right by pavilions.
Yeah, it's like the one, that's what I was
going to
ask.
That's the one I was going to. Yeah. So I was like, this lady's crazy. So I don't know what she's just, I think something was wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was my afternoon yesterday.
We did the puzzle room on Friday. I did pretty much the same thing. Work and school. It was exhausting. But then Friday, my whole weekend led up to Friday, my whole week led up to Friday with the puzzle room.
So much fun.
We did the puzzle room. It's a Harry Potter themed puzzle room at this place called Square Room Escapes. And I was so nervous going into it. Like Thursday night, I didn't sleep well. I only think I got like 4 hours of sleep. I'm at work. I can't like work properly. I'm like, I need to take a half day, go home, take a nap so I can wake up for this escape room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I did though. And then we get there, and it's like you get a free hint for checking in and liking on social media. So we got like 15 hints, and I was like, how many hints do people need normally? And he's like, 5 to 6 hints. And then I'm like, and on there, they have a sign outside that says like success rate using 2 hints or less was like less than 12%, 11.98%.
Yeah.
And then like the shortest time to pass the room with 0 hints was like 56 minutes.
Yeah, you only get an hour.
And you only get an hour
to do it.
So I'm like,
did it say the fastest time with?
Yeah, the fastest time with 0 hints was 56 minutes.
We didn't know the other time.
We didn't know the other times. So I found them out later.
Yeah.
And it was like 48 minutes with 1 hint and 45 minutes with 2 hints. So we did it. We destroyed. We had 6 of us. It was me, you, Uxher, Brian, and then 2 other people that haven't been on the podcast, so I'm not going to say their names. But we destroyed. We set a new record for using 2 hints, which should have been really 1 hint, because one of them was a technicality that we didn't know how this puzzle or with this lock worked. Because the guy said it was only 4.
Yeah.
But
that's what I thought.
But it was not. It was really cool, the technology that they put in this room, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's some cool surprises, just stuff happening, and it's pretty well done, I think. Yeah. And I was just freaking out because, like, I'm thinking people need 5-6 hints. That's like the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, you constantly need a hint. Like
you're
like
calling
walk
them in
me
every 10
it.
Minutes and tell me how to do this. Like no one's solving it, I guess.
The only thing that sucks though is now. It was kind of pricey. It was like $30 per person.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. It was like, obviously, it's probably a lot of investment that they had to put into it. And rent is super expensive there.
Yeah.
But,
If you think of it from their end, like for our end, it's like, that's a lot.
But for their end, it's like, dude.
Yeah. Just but it's also cover. Like, well, how many times do they actually get 6 people in the room? But, I mean, they made a lot of fuss, like 6 people at one time. Mm-hmm. They'd rather do
that's what
one
I think they
inch.
Should have done. They should just charge by the room.
Yeah, I think
people.
They should do that too.
But I was wondering, cause it sucks for us because now we can't do that room again for another 6 months because they only change it out every 6 months. They have 2 rooms. They have a Super Mario themed room, which is easier. Mm-hmm. And like I'm convinced we can do it with 0 hints.
Yeah. But that's the good thing. If we do end up trying that one,
It'll be cool because now in our mind we're like, okay, so we assume most people are idiots. They can't do it. So if let's try to use zero hints to the very last possible second where we're like, okay, we have to use one. But we have like, because I think the problem with our mindset of Harry Potter is like, oh, this is so hard. It's going to be so long.
Yeah.
We don't know when it's going to end. We don't know what's going on. Like, so we're like, we got to use a hint. Abruptly. Exactly. Yeah. It didn't feel like we led to that, even though we should have in our mind, I guess, because we got, once you get into the room. But still, it was a ton of fun. And now we have a basis for if we do another one.
Yeah. And apparently, like, I read online that this is like one of the harder puzzle rooms.
Yeah.
And this was all our first time doing it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, I wonder how we would survive in like one of the scary ones. Like,
yeah.
I probably wouldn't want to do a scary one. Because from what I see online, some of the scary ones are very scary.
Yeah.
But
anytime there's like another person in there.
There's like a person locked up in the room or something.
It like kind of scares me that could happen. Like, I almost thought it would be in this one.
For some
reason. I was like, once this happens, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Or like a person in a snake costume.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I'm going to start freaking out.
But, it was a good time. It was a really fun time.
Yeah.
And then I come home, and, like, my parents are home, finally. And my sister's home with the kids. And then the next day, my sister came with the dog. So it's, like, a full house right now.
Yeah, packed.
And I'm so behind on all of my homework. I have, like, this upcoming week is going to be a nightmare for me. Because Monday, I have to read a 14-page case. Not too bad by then. Tuesday morning, I have to turn... It's a 2-page case analysis on another case. Tuesday morning. Tuesday night, I have a presentation on Dropbox, about using Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, I have a meeting with the company for one of my other classes. And that's like the most stressful part.
Packed week.
That's a packed week. And then Friday, I'm going to go to Kanye West.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty stoked for that.
Nice.
But, yeah. I have to figure out how to do that in the next few hours. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. That's all. I don't know. It's a short week.
That's all we got, I think. Yeah. I mean, don't think I have anything else.
Yeah, not really.
Nah.
Can't think of anything. Anyways, thank you for listening this week. Hope you enjoyed the short version. Go find other podcasts. No, don't do that.
No,
whoa. Don't find any other podcasts. We are the best podcasts.
Go listen to our old episodes or I think more likely a commentary.
Yeah, or maybe a commentary.
Or you could see how stupid we were or wrong at news. This rumor.
Yeah, like an old episode.
Yeah.
Or just listen to last week's Free Style Friday. That was such a good episode.
Oh, yeah. You do that one, too.
Yeah.
And listen to our wrong on Netflix
stuff. Or just watch Netflix. Go watch these movies that we talked about. Yeah. Go watch Straight Outta Compton and Sicario, which I didn't see, but I heard is awesome. Keith Richards, Under the Influence, and Freeway, Cracking the System. Watch all those things. Yeah. Maybe you'll decide to become a crack dealer. I don't know.
Maybe. Is that what the movie inspires you to do?
No, but it inspires you to become a good business person, I think. Because this guy was making like millions and millions of dollars a day, and then he got to jail, and the government seized all his assets, and then they would pay him $7 a cell to clean out jail cells.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I could clean 4 cells in an hour, and people would watch him because he's like a drug kingpin.
That's pretty good money.
Cells. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
But then the lawsuit happens, and I'm not going to talk about that, but he kind of got boned by the U.S. government again.
Happens.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.